Ken Sullivan is a helicopter pilot, licensed aircraft mechanic, Dixie State grad, a former EMT, and someone who has experience on the farm. He says he's wanted to travel to space since he was a kid.
As a child, you know, I'd like to build a little model rocket. I'd take paper towel tubes and try to make the, you know, recreate the Saturn V rocket launchers, you know, draw up little schematics of how to make liquid rocket engines. And so, yeah, I've always been interested in going into space. And I also remember, you know, watching the Challenger in grade school as it went up and it had the disaster that killed the 7 astronauts. And thinking to myself, you know, that's just one of the risks that occur. Is that something that would change my dream of becoming an astronaut or doing something that I really want to do? And no, I found myself, you know, quickly deciding that's just part of the job, and I still want to be an astronaut.
You didn't immediately go into becoming an astronaut. You did become a pilot. Is that right?
Correct. In fact, my mother even kept one of the small assignments that I had in grade school that said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And, you know, there's all kinds of things that children want to be, but on one of them that she kept, it said helicopter pilot. And fortunately, I don't know how, but I found my direction, found my path in that regard.
Do you see yourself relating your aeronautical experience into a possible career in aerospace?
I think there's definitely some good aspects of my pilot career that will definitely add to this. But one of the things I found intriguing was the reality of the application process when they sent it out to the world saying, anybody that wants to apply, and they specifically said, you don't have to be a pilot, you don't have to be a NASA astronaut, you don't have to be an engineer or a scientist. You know, we're primarily looking for people that can get along with others, and we'll help teach you the skills on how to do mechanical repair, how to grow items, you know, and do science experiments as they're needed. But the biggest aspect really to this is the psychology behind it, I believe, that having 4 people go up there initially, and it'll be another 2 years after the first 4 people get there in 2025 before there's another 4 people. So, you know, they're not looking for pilots, to be honest with you. They're looking for everybody, anybody that might be interested and that has the right attitude, because that's probably one of the more difficult things to find is the right attitude. It's not something that's easily taught.
Since you are pretty far along in this process then, Ken, what do you know about what all is involved in this mission? What are the skills that you'll be required to learn over time?
Primarily, the major skills initially is going to be, other than, you know, getting along and working well with others, being able to fix things, being able to repair items. So the ability to repair, to run the machinery, to be able to grow the plants and build a greenhouse. So just kind of general, you know, construction, handyman type items, be able to grow a garden and be able to sustain yourself. And, you know, and again, that the proper attitude with getting along with 3 other people for several years.
So let me ask the question that a lot of our listeners are probably wondering. When you go, you don't come back. What do you leave behind, Ken?
The most difficult thing that I'm going to leave behind is family. I have a wife and I have 4 children. My youngest daughter is only 6 months old. So my wife was a little bit disturbed that I even could think about doing this. I leave everything behind. I like to scuba dive. I like to go, you know, skiing and snowboarding and you know, hiking and rappelling and such. And so it's just, there's so many things. It's hard to create such a list of the friends and the family and everything that's going to be missed. I mean, the Earth is such an amazing, wonderful place. It's difficult to encompass the entire range of emotions. My wife does have high hopes, though, that I'll never make it to the last round. So she's very supportive, very unselfish in the fact that I'm so excited for what I consider to be one of the ultimate adventures. Something that, you know, humanity has never done, that I could be a part of this.
About 202,000 people applied to take the trip, and just last week, 1,000 finalists got word that they'd made it to the next round. Next, Sullivan says he'll undergo additional interviews and medical testing. After round 3, candidates will be grouped together in international teams for training and scenarios. Sullivan says he doesn't yet know if he'll move on to additional rounds. You can see a photo of Sullivan and learn more about Mars One on our website, upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.